وقل رب زدني علما.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهديه الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. We continue the lesson we taken from the منظومة، المنظومة الرائية في السنة للإمام أبي القاسم الزنجاني رحمه الله. قال رحمه الله: وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة، وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر، وجعد فقد أرداه خبث مقاله، وأما ابن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر، وجاء ابن كرام بهجر ولم يكن له قدم في العلم لكنه جسر، وثقف هذا الأشعري كلامه وأربى على من قبله من ذوي الدبر، فما قاله قد بان للحق ظاهرا، وما في الهدى عمدا لمن ماز والذكر، يكفر هذا ذاك فيما يقوله، ويذكر ذا عنه الذي عنده ذكر. Any of the brother who memorized some abiyat, sallallahu khairan.
قال الناظم رحمه الله: فذو الرفض منسوب إلى الشرك عادل عن الحق ذو بهت على الله والنذر، وعقدي صحيح في الخوارج أنهم كلاب تعاوى في ضلال وفي سعر، ويريدهم ما أحدثوا من مقالهم لظن ذات لهب لا تبقي ولا تذر، وأبرأ من صنفين قد لعنا معا، فذا أظهر الإرجاء وذا أنكر القدر.
بارك الله فيك. الإمام أبو القاسم رحمه الله تعالى يسأل: وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة، وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة، وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر. وما قاله جهم، أنود جهم ساد، جهم ابن صفوان الترمذي، who was killed 128 when the Hijriya was by one of the Muslim leaders. This man called Jaham, what he said, فَحَقًا truthfully, ضَلَالَةٌ is misguidance. What Jaham said is truly misguidance. Jaham bin Safwan, who died 128 Hijriya, what he said, the Shaykh said, is truly misguidance. وَبِشْرٌ فَمَا أَبْدَاهُ وَبِشْرٌ فَمَا أَبْدَاهُ. And what the Bishr made apparent, جَهَلًا, out of ignorance, قَدْ انتشر, it spread. And this man called Bishr, also he spread what he said of falsehood. As for Jahm ibn Safwan, this man, he is one of the great deviators. He was a head and a leader of the denial of the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Based on philosophy, he denied the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, he take from his sheikh some of the misguidance, Ja'ad ibn Dirham, but he is the one who spread it and innovated some of it, fight even for what Ja'ad said and debated for it. Therefore, he is ahead of misguidance, Jahm ibn Safwan. He deviated in many manners, but he is famous with the issue of denying the description of Allah Azza wa Jal, whether it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, he deny, whether it is Allah that the Quran is a speech of Allah, he deny, whether it is the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment, he deny. Just an example, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over his throne, he deny. Say Allah is everywhere. So, anyone who denied the description of Allah Azza wa Jal, either all of it or some of it, the ulama, they say he's Jahmi. He's Jahmi. He's following Jahm. From the issue is Jahm deviated, the most famous one, the one he is attached to, the one he take a title for it, that's again denying the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. And anyone who denied, they say Jahm. Al-Imam Bukhari, he has a book called Khalq wa Af'al Ibad wa Rad ala Mada wa Rad ala Jahmiyyati wa Ashab Ta'atil. Khalq wa Af'al Ibad is for Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah. Would be good if all the Sufi mashayikh, wallahi, they would have that book in hand. Wallahi, if they really respect Imam Bukhari and they respect the scholars he narrated from, truly, and they wanted the truth, they wouldn't be anymore, they would never be in Asha'ira. They would have been on the manhaj of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, because Imam Bukhari is known, his status in the Ummah. And Sufiyah, they respect the Sahih al-Bukhari. But somehow it's because they don't know that book, or ever whatever the case is, they really, this is very noble book. So he said, خَلْقُ أَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ, the creation of the actions of the slaves, of the servants. He's refuting a group. Who are this group? Yes? خَلْقُ أَفْعَالِ الْعِبَادِ, the creation of the actions of the people, of the servant, of the slaves. He is refuting who? Al-Qadariya or Al-Jabariya. We had all these groups. By this time, it will be very clear to us. He is Al-Qadariya. Al-Qadariya, he is refuting the Qadariya. Nufat al-Qadr, those who say Allah decree nothing. Those who say Allah decree nothing. These are, يعني, Al-Qadariya. The Jabariya are those who said Allah decree, but they went extreme in affirming that such a way they say the person doesn't have free will. So he is refuting Qadariya. طيب, الرد خلق أفعال العباد والرد على الجهمية. And also a refutation to the Jahmiyyah. Who is he refuting? This man, Jahm ibn Safwan, and whoever follow him. Ashab al-Ta'atil. A refutation to Ashab al-Ta'atil, those who ماذا, deny the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether they deny all of it like Jahm, or they deny some of it. They deny some of it, not all of it. So Imam Bukhari, he refuting those three groups. This man called Jahm ibn Safwan, he has all the issues. When it's coming to the Qadr, he denied the Qadr. Okay, when it comes to the Qadr, he denied the Qadr. When it comes to the description of Allah, he denied. When it comes to the, when it comes to the al-murji'a, irja, the action, he says the iman, the faith, is just to know it, not even to believe it. It's just to know it. If you know there is a religion called Islam, he says even if you don't believe it to be the truth, you are a believer. You get all the reward mentioned in Quran for the believers. He's the one who said that. From his shar that he said, making the aql, the intellect, take precedence over the texts, over the Quran and Sunnah. Is to him something, the verse, the hadith, is contradict to the aql, to the intellect. He refused the ayah and the hadith. He said because the aql take precedence over it. So who group are famous to make the aql to make the intellect before the texts? Yes, Mu'tazila. The Mu'tazila. He is the head of them. Mu'tazila, and today they are called Aqlaniyun. Like Hassan al-Turabi, for instance, and the like. They, when they consider the hadith, the ayah, it doesn't go along with their mind, intellect, they reject it. They reject, they are called Aqlaniyun. They are lot. That's why they reject the description of Allah. They say it doesn't go to our mind to believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has hands, Allah has face, Allah has speak. It doesn't go. They deny it. They call. So he is Mu'tazil. The Mu'tazila are following him. From the denial, he said Quran is makhluq. Quran is created. The Quran is a creation, not a description of Allah. Because he doesn't believe Allah having description. Likewise, he used to say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billah, he used to say, the huduth ilmi Allahi wa kalamihi, that Allah, sometime back, he didn't have knowledge, he was not speaking. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come to know, learn Allah. This is what this man said. Therefore, some of the ulama say, this man, he was in reality not Muslim. He was a kafir, he was a zindiq, hypocrite, who claim to be Muslim in order to corrupt the Muslims, to corrupt Islam. And some ulama, they say, Allahu A'lam. Allahu A'lam, did he really, was he really munafiq, hypocrite, or he lost? Or he lost? كان الجهم أول من أشهر بدعة القول بخلق القرآن وتعطيل الله عن صفاته فكان ينكر الصفات وينزه الباري عنها بزعمه ويقول الإيمان عقد بالقلب وإن تلفظ بالكفر ويزعم أن الله ليس على العرش بل في كل مكان وقد قيل إنه كان يبطن الزنديق زندقة والله أعلم بذلك وأخذ مقالات شيخه الجعد بن درهم فأظهرها واحتج لها بالشبهات العقلية. So this man called الجهم بن صفوان. His kunya is Abu Muhriz. Abu Muhriz. Al-Jahm bin Safwan al-Tirmidhi. He died 128. He is the first one who made that the Quran is a creation. He is the one who spread it, made it famous, that issue. Spread it. Quran is creation. Quran is speech of Allah. Allah speaks. Quran is one of Allah's description. This Jahm, he spread that. He took from his Sheikh Ja'ad bin Dirham, and he spread it by using the intellect. He was very mutakallim. He used to be very philosopher. He had argument. He was very expert in argumentation. And he spread it. And he said, فكان ينكر الصفات. He used to deny descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. وينزه الباري عنها. He said, Allah is above to have a description. No, Allah doesn't have a description. بزعمه. And also, ويقول الإيمان عقد بالقلب وإن تلفظ بالكفر. الإيمان is to know in the heart, even if the person says statement of kufr. Even if he says statement of kufr, as long as he knows in his heart, he says that's the faith. ويزعم أن الله ليس على عرش. He used to claim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not above his throne. بل في كل مكان, rather in everywhere. وقد قيل إنه كان يبطن الزندقة. It was said he was hiding hypocrisy. والله أعلم بذلك, but Allah knows the best. And he took his statements from his sheikh, Ja'ad ibn al-Ja'ad ibn Dirham. This is his sheikh. But what he did, فَأَظْهَرَهَا, he made it apparent, he spread it. وَاحْتَجَّ لَهَا, and he used arguments, argumentation to affirm it, to establish it. بِالشُّبَهَاتِ الْعَقْلِيَةِ, with the doubts, the intellectual doubts. So this man, Al-Ja'ad, he is the man who is the head of many innovations. But he takes the title, he is the head of anyone who deviates in denying the description of Allah. Al-Jahm ibn Safwan, Al-Tirmidhi. Imam Ahmad, rahimahullah, he has a book called Al-Raddu ala al-Jahmiyya. Al-Raddu ala al-Jahmiyya. Refutation on the Jahmiyya, the followers of Jahm. The followers of Jahm. This man, he misled many people. Wal-Iyadu billah. And then, who come after him and spread? Who took from him and he spread? The man called Bishrun. فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر. قال الشيخ عبد الرزاق وما قاله جهم فحقا ضلالة وبشر فما أبداه جهلا قد انتشر. وجعد لا This man is called Bishr ibn Ghiyath al-Mirisi. Am al-Mirri aw al-Mirisi. Bishr ibn Ghiyath al-Mirisi. Lil-Imam Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Darimi. He has a book called Al-Radd ala al-Bishr al-Mirisi. And his father used to be a Jewish man. When it comes to the fiqh, this Ja'ad, Bishr, he used to follow the method of Abu Hanifa. وكان يذهب في القرآن وفي نفي الصفات مذهب جهم. When it comes to the Quran, and that Quran is a creation and denying the description, he used to follow the madhab of Jahm. And he used to differ Jahm in some issue. وكان يخالف جهما في الإيمان ويقول إنه قول والتصديق. Bishr, he used to say the iman, the faith, is believing and statement. Bishr ibn Ghiyath al-Mirisi. Once comes to the faith, what he says? The iman is what? The faith is what? Believing and Bishr ibn Ghiyath. He says, aqidah is belief of the heart and the statement of the tongue. This is the aqidah today of who? Asha'ira, they say it's only the heart. Asha'ira, Sufiya today, they say the iman is only in the heart. مرجئة الفقهاء. So in this, he's different than his sheikh, Jahm. Jahm used to say iman is just a knowing. So this issue they differ. Also, وكان يخالفه في الجبر. Also, he used to differ in the qadr. He used to Bishr used to deny what? Jahm, what he used to say about the Qadr. Yes? Deny. And Bishr, the opposite. He's Jabari. He delivered that issue too. ويوافق المعتزلة في نفي الخلق عن الأفعال. ويوافق المعتزلة في نفي الخلق عن الأفعال. So these two issues, Bishr he is different than Jahm in some issues. And some issues he's with him and he spread. Because when Jahm was killed, his fitna is gone. That his fitna, then this man he renewed. Every time someone is coming, he renewing it. Like our time, the Aqidah of Khawarij was renewed by Ikhwan Muslimun, Muslim Brotherhood. They are those who renew, wallahi, the Aqidah of Khawarij. They are those who spread our time. Sayyid Qutb and his followers. And you have all those groups. Wallahi, Al-Qaeda, Shabab, Daesh, name it, Sururiya, different names. So the innovation, some of the innovators, they spread sometime, they go sometime. As Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about Khawarij, كلما قطع قرن ماذا خرج قرن. Whenever a group of Khawarij gets rid of, another group comes. So the innovation is going away, Ahl-Sunnah fighting it, then it become again. Test. This Bishr, he was not killed, he died. Everybody left him. Then, before Bishr, this man called the Sheikh, he mentioned here this bait. قال وبشر قد أبداه جهلا قد انتشر وجعد فقد أرداه خبث مقاله وجعد فقد أرداه أي أهلكه خبث مقاله. What destroyed جعد is the evilness, filthiness of his statement. This جعد he was killed too. جعد was killed and جهم was killed. وأما ابن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر. Then here there was Abu al-Hassan Ali ibn Ismail Ash'ari. Abu al-Hassan Ali ibn Ismail Al-Ash'ari. First, what, from the thing that Sheikh Sa'di, Sheikh Abdul Razak said about Jahm, number one, he said, he claimed anna ilm Allah muhdath. وكلامه محدث لم يكن عالما ولا متكلما حتى أحدث لنفسه علما وكلاما. That he denied that Allah سبحانه وتعالى عز وجل had a knowledge in the beginning, used to talk the beginning, and but later he say Allah سبحانه after that عز وجل he come to know, after that he come to talk والعياذ بالله, and Allah سبحانه وتعالى was complete always. Always, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was complete. He has all his descriptions. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, of talking, of ilm, of everything. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, of creating. Also, ahdath the madhab al-jabr. He's the one who come with the madhab of jabr. Means the person has no free will. Wa anna allaha jabara al-khalqa ala al-kufri wal-ma'asi. Wa lahu an yaf'ala ma yasha' ma sha'. وأن تكليف ما لا يطاق حكمة منه بالغة سبحان الله. He used to claim that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is one who forces people to disbelieve and to commit a sin. And Allah wish that's what He wills. And Allah making people, commanding people to do something they are not, yani they have no choice. Means they say Allah enforce people to be disbelievers, enforce people to sinning. Yet Allah is punishing them for that. And He has still, subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says He has His wisdom, we cannot understand. Just to cover His evilness. Subhanallah. How Allah al-Kareem, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful, is making the person, enforcing the person, compulsion on the person, making the person in a way he cannot believe. No way he can believe. No way he can be obedient. He must do kufr. He must, just like Allah created the human, He gave him hand, He gave him eye, the same way. Allah created him to be kafir. Allah created him to be a sinning. And yet Allah wants this. Allah is punishing the person for that. And the person has no option, has no way. And this man, he claimed, still Allah has a great wisdom. We have to accept it that way. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. So this is what he claimed. Also, وَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ عِلْمُ الْقَلْبِ بِوُجُودِ اللَّهِ دُونَ الْأَقْوَالِ وَالْعَقْدِ وَالْعَمَلِ. And that the faith is just the heart to know the existence of Allah without any action, any belief, any statement. وَأَنَّ الزِّيَادَةَ وَالنُّقْصَانَ وَالْقُوَّةَ وَالضَّعْفَ لَا يَدْخُلُ الْإِيمَانَ. And the iman doesn't get strong, it doesn't get decreased, it doesn't increase, it doesn't get strong, it doesn't get weak, nothing of that. وَكَانَ تَرَكَ الصَّلَاةَ نَيِّفًا وَأَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. He left Salah 40 and some days intentionally because he has doubt about his Lord. وَقَالَ أَنَا فِي مُهْلَةِ النَّظَرِ حَتَّى يَصِحَ لِي ثُبُوتُ مَنْ أَعْبُدُ. When they ask why you don't pray, he say, I have to first make sure that Allah exists. That's where he ended to. And he also used to say, وَأَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ مَا خُلِقَتَا بَعْدُ. He said, the Jannah and hellfire was not created yet. There's no hellfire, there's no paradise now. And many other things. And he said, on the day of judgment, it will be created, but وَأَنَّهُمَا يَفْنَيَانِ آخِرًا, will end. So there will not be Jannah. فَلَا خُلُودَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ فِي النَّعِيمِ وَلَا لِلْكَافِرِ فِي الْجَحِيمِ. So there will not be, يعني, Jannah will not exist anymore after Allah created, it will end. Hellfire will end. He used to say all these things. وَلَهُ مِنَ الْفَضَائِحِ غَيْرُ قَلِيلٍ مَا يُنَافِي السَّمْعَ وَالْعَقْلَ. And he has many things that contradicted to the aql, to the intellect, to the revelation. فَرُفِعَ أَمْرُهُ إِلَى سَلَمٍ بْنُ أَحْوَزٍ وَكَانَ أَمِيرًا عَلَى الْعِرَاقِ مِنْ قِبَلِ الْمَنْصُورِ فَجَمَعَ الْعُلَمَاءَ وَأُحْضِرَ وَسَأَلَهُ عَنْ مَقَالَاتِهِ وَقَرَّرَهُ بِبَعْضِهَا فَأَجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَاءُ حِينَ سَمِعُوا ذَلِكَ عَلَى أَنَّ قَائِلَ ذَلِكَ وَمُعْتَقِدَهُمْ معتقده ملحد خالع ربقة الدين فأمر بقطع يده ورجله وصلبه وانقطع عن أمة الشر مقالاته واندرست. So this man, who is this man we're talking about, by the way? Jahm. This man, then one of the Muslim leaders, he gathered the ulama, the scholars, and he said, this man, what is he saying? And they asked him, and they heard from Jahm, and they decide he is a kafir. He is kafir, so he kill him. He cut his hand, he cut his legs, and he crucify him, he kill him. وَانْقَطَعَ الْأُمَّةِ شَرُّ مَقَالَاتِ وَانْدَرَسِتْ. So his evil statements disappear from the ummah, is gone. What he used to say, Jahm, nobody is mentioned anymore because the leader has been killed. As soon as they were strong, nobody can say it, except the sheikh said. وَلَمْ يَبْقَ أَحَدٌ يَقُولُهَا إِلَّا حَيْثُ لَا يُفْطَنُ لَهُ. No one remained mentioning the statements of Jahm except where people cannot figure out. So some of those who believe, they cannot openly say it. They cannot openly say it. Sometimes with Ahlul Bidah, the people of Anivaris, they're weak. They cannot openly say what they believe. Ahlul Sunnah are strong. Subhanallah. Ahlul Sunnah are strong. Some of the Ahlu Bid'ah today, the Hizbiyun, there was time about 15 years, 20 years ago, wallahi, they used to deny they are Hizbiyun. They used to deny they do things, they used to do it. Now they say it openly, openly. They even go very far. And the reason is, wallahu alam, is Ahlu Sunnah are not as strong as they used to be back days. Back days when Shaykh Al-Albani, rahimahullah, Shaykh Muqbir, Shaykh Al-Baz, Shaykh Uthaymeen, and the like, how Ahlu Sunnah were strong with their brothers, Shaykh Rabi' and other ulama, how the Ahlu Sunnah were strong at the time, they were not later days. Especially few last years, about 10 years around that, yani before that, some years, 12 years, 13, Ahlu Sunnah, a lot of difference among themselves. A lot of difference and splitting and many fitan. So Hizbiyun, they become very strong, openly. They saying what they used to hide and even more. So this is what happened. When Ahlul Bid'ah, Ahlul Sunnah are not strong, the innovation comes strong. Just like the Sufiya. There was some time, I believe the same time, about 20 years, 10 years back, there was Sufiya were very few. Later they started getting strong, especially the last 3, 4, 5 years. 6, 7 years, Sufiya become very strong. The Shia, the same thing. Years back, Shia were not strong. Last 15 years, about that time, they spread. They capture many countries. Then now they're spreading everywhere, the Shia. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah. Lakin alhamdulillah, al-khayr, kathir. Ahlu Sunnah are more, alhamdulillah. Da'wah is there still, but not like before, reality. Naam. So, this man, his issue, his deviation, alhamdulillah. After he was killed, nobody is saying except someone who hired it, and he said, when لا يفطن له, when the people cannot figure out. إلى أن كان علي بن إسماعيل أشعري until أبو الحسن أشعري came. A man called أبو الحسن أشعري, he came. وفسد بينه وبين أبي علي الجبائي وأخرجه عن مجلسه ونفاه فعدل إلى بعض أقواله, أي أقوال جهم بن صفوان, وصار ينصره ويناظر عليه المعتزلة فعاد شرها على إلى الأمة. Then this man, Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, he had a sheikh called Abu Ali al-Jubba'i. That one, he was Mu'tazili. He was different. Something is the Jahm, the Jahmiyya. He has a difference in some issues we mentioned. What's the issue? That the Mu'tazila, they have they differ jahm iman. They say the iman naam, they say the iman is so this man called Abu Ali al-Jubba'i, he was Mu'tazili, he had some difference with the jahm. And he had a student called Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari. Then Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, he differed his sheikh, Mu'tazili. And he took the opinions, the deviations of Jahm, and he renewed it. فَعَدَّلَ إِلَىٰ بَعْدَ أَقْوَالِ إِلَىٰ بَعْدَ أَقْوَالِ نَعَمْ إِلَىٰ بَعْدَ أَقْوَالِ الْجَهَمْ. He started now taking some of the statement of Jahm, prefiguring his sheikh Al-Jubba'i, who was also deviating Mu'tazili. وَصَارَ يَنْصُرُهُ وَيُنَاذِرُ عَلَيْهِ الْمُعْتَزِلَ فَعَادَ شَرُّهَا إِلَى الْأُمَّةِ. So he started challenging the Mu'tazila. Abu al-Hasan Ash'ari, he left Mu'tazila. He opposed his sheikh. And he took the opinion of the Jahm who was called long time ago, who was killed long time ago. He renewed it. فَعَادَ شَرُّهَا إِلَى الْأُمَّةِ. So the evil of Jahmiyya came back to the Ummah again. Then the Bishr came. Bishr bin Ghiyath al-Mirisi, who we mentioned, who used to agree with Jaham when it comes to the Quran, denying Quran being the speech of Allah, denying the descriptions. But on the other hand, he differed Jaham when it comes to the faith, Iman, and when it comes to the Qadr. Then the Shaykh said, وَجَعْدٌ فَقَدْ أَرْدَاهُ خُبْثُ مَقَالِهِ وَأَمَّا إِبْنُ كُلَّابٍ فَأَقْبِحْ بِمَا ذَكَرْ وَجَعْدٌ أي ابن الدرهم جعد ابن الدرهم. Who is the Shaykh of who? Jaham ibn Safwan. He was destroyed because of his evil statement. He denied the description of Allah Azza wa Jal. He follow, all of them are following this Ja'ad. He is the Imam of Jaham. He is the one who taught Jaham. وَأَمَّا ابْنُ كِلَّابٍ أي عبد الله بن سعيد بن كلاب فأقبح بما ذكر أي بما قاله من كلام وما قرر من معتقد وسيأتي بيان ذلك في شرح الناظم. ابن كلاب, this one, he was a Christian, فكان نصرانيا من أهل البصرة. He was a Christian, ابن كلاب, the قال الإمام الزنجاني رحمه الله حدثنا أبو الحسن محمد بن علي بن محمد الحارثي عن عمه الحسن بن محمد وكان جارا لابن كلاب. He was a neighbor of ابن كلاب. قال لما أسلم ابن كلاب هجرته أخته. على كل حال, some علماء they say this is not authentic. ابن كلاب he claimed that وهو الذي يزعم أن ليس لله كلام مسموع وأن جبريل لم يسمع من الله شيئا مما أداه إلى رسوله وأن الذي أنزل على الأنبياء حكاية كلام الله وأن كلام الله ليس بأمر ولا نهي ولا خبر ولا استخبار وإنما يعرف ذلك منه بمعنى آخر وأنه ليس لله كلمات وأن كلامه شيء واحد ليس بسورة ولا آيات ولا كلمات ولا لغة, ولا لغة من اللغات. وخالف الأمة كلها في كون ما في الأرض كلام الله وكتابه وكان هو الأشعري وغيره من اللفظية يزعمون أن كلام الله في الحقيقة لا يكون عربيا ولا عبرانيا ولا سريانيا ولا باللغة من اللغات ولا يجوز أن يكون صورا ولا آيات ولا 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 ذا أجزاء ولا أعداء ولا أعداد ولا يجوز نزوله إلى أحد من الأنبياء في الحقيقة ولا وجوده في محل لا قلب ولا لسان ولا صحيفة. المهم, this man called Ibn Kulab, and Ash'ari, Abu Hassan Ash'ari, they come with a new innovation, which is that the Jaham and his Sheikh Ja'ad and Bishr bin Ghiyath all used to deny that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Ibn Kulab and his student Abu al-Hassan Ash'ari, by the way, Abu al-Hassan Ash'ari, he had three madhab. One time he was the madhab of Mu'tazila, and then he took the madhab of Jaham, which is a part of madhab of Ibn Kulab, and then he took the madhab of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Abu al-Hassan Ash'ari at the end. So he had a Sheikh Ibn Kulab who he took that the Quran, Ahl Sunnah, they say Quran is a speech of Allah, it's a description of Allah, Allah speaks. And the Jahmi, they say, no, Allah doesn't speak. He come with a middle way. He said, when it comes to the, he said he divided the Kalamullah, the speech of Allah, into two. كلام نفسي، أي صفة قائمة بذات الله عز وجل، لا يتكلم به سبحانه وتعالى صوتا ولا حرفا. He said that the speech of Allah is two types. One speech of Allah, Allah doesn't speak it. It's in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a description in Allah Azza wa Jal. And another speech of Allah, kalam of Allah, which Allah doesn't speak it. Which is another kalam of Allah, another speech of Allah, which is not description for Allah, it's a creation. It's a speech of Allah, but it's a creation. So again, he said, الكلام كلامان، كلام نفسي وكلام ماذا؟ لفظي. أحسنت، كلام نفسي كلام لفظي. He said, there is two types of speech. One speech is in Allah's soul, سبحانه وتعالى. Allah doesn't say تبارك وتعالى. He said that's a description of Allah. Allah has that sifa, Allah speaks in that sense. طيب. And there is a kalam of Allah, a speech of Allah, which is words, letters. That kalam of Allah, he said it's not a description of Allah, it's a creation. Where it come from? He said, is the speech of Allah, which is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah created in Lawh al-Mahfud. Allah created somewhere in Lawh al-Mahfud, and Angel Jibreel, he took from there. What is he rejecting? What is he refusing? Yes, he is refusing that Allah speaks with voice and letter, bisawtin wa harf. That's what he said. He said Allah doesn't speak with voice and letters. So Allah doesn't. Allah's speech is in Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Okay, how about this Quran we're reciting? Isn't it speech? Yes, it's speech of Allah, but it's not a description for Allah. It's a creation. Allah created in Lawh al-Mahfuz, and Jibreel took from there. Na'am? Na'am, ibara and hikaya, masala ukhra. Yes, ibara. What's ibara? Is expression, ahsant, is expression. It's not the speech of Allah. And they say this expression, in Jibreel is the one who express it. He express, he the one who mentioned, like he said, the meaning. So it's Jibreel's talk. Ala kulli hal. All that he says, he wants to say, no, if we say Allah speaks, Allah has voice, Azza wa Jal, the angels hear Allah, prophets hear Allah, that's a resemble Allah to his creation. That's a description of creation. Therefore, Allah doesn't speak in that sense. And this Quran is not a speech of Allah. It's creation. Al-lafziyya. Lafzi bil-Qur'ani makhluq. This is another group. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he refused all those groups. There is another group, they also said, we are not saying Quran is a speech of Allah. We are not saying Quran is a creation. And we are not making decision between lafz or malfud. We're not saying anything. We just leave it that way. Ahlul Sunnah, they say Subhanallah, Quran is a speech of Allah. I mentioned Quran, he speaks Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. He speaks to his messengers. Kalimullah, Prophet Musa, used to speak to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah speaks to Musa. Allah, many ayat in Quran, wa iqal Allah. Allah, I remember when Allah said, these people, they say Allah doesn't say. وَإِذْنَادَ رَبُّكَ When your Lord called, means Musa. When your Lord called Musa, they say Allah didn't call Musa. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا Allah talked to Musa. They say Allah didn't talk to Musa. Subhanallah. And all that is based on علم الكلام. It's philosophy. علم الكلام. So anybody who deny the description of Allah and attribute of Allah, he said he is called Jahmi. Even though this Jahmi has Sheikh before him, Ja'ad. Na'am, but he is the one who spread, he is the leader, so the name is given to him, Jahmi. Therefore, all those groups, Kullabiyya, Ash'ariyya, Mirisiyya, all these group are Jahmiya, are called Jahmiya. Important question. Why is so important somebody not to believe that Quran is creation? Why it matters? Why someone must believe that Quran is a speech of Allah Azza wa, is a description of Allah, is not a makhluq, is not a creation. It's not a creation. Why? Naam, anyone who answer? Why it's so important to believe that Quran is a speech of Allah, is a description of Allah, and it's not something Allah created it? Naam? Tayyib. Because that's based on denying the descriptions of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who say Quran is makhluq, is created, is not a sifa, is not Allah, is not the description of Allah, is not attribute of Allah. Why they say that? Because they denying what? That Allah has attribute, that Allah speaks. That Allah speaks. And denying that is what? It's kufr. That's kufr. Denying Allah speaks is kufr. Allah, he mentioned he speaks. وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah talked to Musa. Someone say, no, Allah didn't talk to Musa. Is he a Muslim? Yes? Question is not clear? What's the answer? Some Allah say, كَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah talked to Musa. This person, no, Allah didn't talk to Musa. Is he a Muslim? أحسنت بارك الله. أبو وائل يرينا answer. I ask him why. He said when it comes to the individual, no, he should be taught, the proof should be established against him. But yes, the statement is statement of kufr, right or wrong? You agree to that? Yes, the statement is statement of kufr. It's a disbelief. Denying what Allah mentioned is kufr. But considering the person who say that individual to be kafir, to be disbeliever, that need the proof to be established, because he may be ignorant. This is very important. This reminded me another issue. When we mentioned the statement of Imam Barbahari, who said you cannot consider the person to be upon Sunnah until he has all the qualities of the people of Sunnah. Someone opposed that. He said, no. How about some of the ulama, we know them, they have an issue with some issues. They say they deny the description of Allah. Some of the description of Allah, they make ta'wil. Like that Allah has hands, Azza wa Jal. And still they are considered Ahl Sunnah, big ulama. And in another way, Imam, he says, anyone who doesn't say all the sunnah, masail, maris, is not from Ahl Sunnah. How you understand that? Yes, it's what Akhuna Abu Wa'il mentioned. Is those scholars, they're wrong in this issue, no doubt. But to them, they are not being considered to be Ahl Bid'ah. It is because they just follow what their sheikhs, what their scholars tell them. That was the madhab at the time. In that issue. And they consider believing the opposite to be innovation. That's what happened. Yes, he's alim, but the alim, the scholar, is not perfect. He may mistake an issue. He may misunderstand an issue. In some issue, he may say what his sheikh is saying. It depends. We human, we're very weak. The environment you live in may affect you sometimes, even if you don't know it. So that's what happened. Therefore, subhanAllah, one of the great ulama who mistake in that issue is Imam Qurtubi. great scholar. It's going to be hard on you to understand what he said, his own words, in his own book. In his book, Ahkam al-Quran, when he is making tafsir of Surah A'raf, ثم استوى على العرش. He mentioned that he has another book. He mentioned the statement of the people with regard to that issue is 12 statements, 12 opinion. He mentioned the book name. In this book is known. When you go back to that book, I go back to that book. I personally, I read it. At the end, what he says, even I memorized it. He said, وَأَظْهَرْ مِنْ هَذِي الْأَقْوَالِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُ لَا أَقُولُ بِهِ وَلَا أَخْتَارُهُ مَا تَوَاتَرَتْ بِهِ الْآيِ وَالْآثَارِ عَنِ السَّلَفِ الصَّالِحِ بِأَسَانِيدَ ثِقَاتٍ مِنْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ حَقِيقَةً. Do you understand what the sheikh said? Abu Ali Yemeni, you understand? نعم. كيف؟ Again, the sheikh said, والأظهر من هذه الأقوال والأظهر من هذه الأقوال وإن كنت لا أقول به ولا أختاره ما تواترت به الآي والآثار عن السلف الصالح بأسانيد ثقات من أن الله استوى على العرش حقيقة. He's saying the most strongest opinion, even though I'm not saying it and I'm not choosing it. What the ayat, many ayat is showing, many hadith is showing, was narrated from Salaf al-Salih in authentic narration, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose over his throne in reality. Really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rose over his throne, because the ayat shows that. The hadith shows that. The statement of Salaf al-Salih shows that. Even though I'm not saying it, I'm not choosing it. How do you understand? Na'am, Aba Saleh. Ahsan tabarakallahu fi. From the answers to that he, in a way, he wants to make the haq, the truth, clear to everybody who wants to accept the truth. And on the other hand, he wants to save his life. Because at that time, those who say they are being killed, are being tortured, they're being boycotted. Nobody is benefiting from this scholar if you say this statement. And on the other one, he doesn't want to hide the truth. So he makes clear, this is what the ayat shows, this is what the hadith says, this is what the madhab salaf shows. This is the reality. As for me, I'm not saying it, I'm not choosing it. Isn't allow somebody to say a statement of kufr when he fear for his life? Yes. It's because now you may not understand you are Ahlul Sunnah, Nasallahu Salaam al-Afiyah. It's very dangerous when you are in a certain area. Now those people in Iran, Ahlul Sunnah. In some area in Iraq, and some area in Yemen and the like. They may not make their what they believe of Sunnah apparent. They cannot. They can't. You don't know, is he Shi'i or Sunni? You don't know. But deep in his heart, he is Salafi. He hates Shi'a. He wish he could do anything. He can't. How many I know from Ahlul Sunnah who move from Ahlul Sunnah area and they went where the Sufi are? I call one of them. You don't know who is he. He doesn't want to be know who is he. I will call you back. He hide it. Later he tell you, he can't say that. Because those around him, those with him are Sufia. They shut his business. They put him in a jail. A lot of things going through. And everyone is not strong enough to say the truth, regardless of the outcome. Some ulama, they do that. Like Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal. Therefore, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that's why he became famous with. Some ulama, they were not saying that what Imam Ahmad, they believe what Imam Ahmad believe in, But Imam Ahmad, he openly said, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, Imam Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Al-Muhim, the point is that sometimes the ulama, they may be in a state, the alim may say, saying this statement has this consequence to you, to the ummah, to the ilm, to the knowledge, to the benefit. And sometimes he may not know it actually, because the majority of scholars of his time, this is what they say, the great alim, who are supporting the sunnah, defending the truth, refuting the falsehood, he's no. Then because he trusts, he takes the issue as guarantee, as easy. Especially when there are also shubhat, doubts on the issue itself. I conclude with this one. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, this great alim, he used to debate with Jahmiyyah, Ahmed ibn Duad and the like. Scholar of Jahmiyyah, he used to say, if I would have said what you say in it, I would have been non-Muslim. But you, to me, you are not, you are a Muslim, because you are ignorant. وَكُنْتُ أَقُولُ هَذَا لِقُضَاتِهِمْ وَأُمَرَائِهِمْ وَعُلَمَائِهِمْ. Ibn Taymiyyah said, I used to say this to their judges, to their scholars, to their leaders. So he is talking to scholars, and he's saying, if I would have said what you're saying, I would have been a Muslim. But you are a Muslim because you don't know it. What it means, he understands that these people have strong doubts. They are not intentionally denying the ayat of Allah, but they have something they thought. It supports their understanding. Is this understandable? So the point is, this alim who used to say so and so, he's not being considered to be Ahlul Bidah based on his scenario, his situation. So there is a difference between saying the statement is wrong. This is shirk. This is the aqidah of Jahmi. Whoever does that, mubtadi, is anywhere. Whoever says this is a kafir, he's a mushrik, that's one thing. And saying a specific person, Muslim, you are mushrik, you are Jahmi, you are this, is a different issue. Wadih wa lala. And this is where the problem comes from, the Khawarij. They see the word kufr and they apply it to everybody. Even if the kufr is the major one, you don't hasten to apply it to the ignorant. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka 'ala nabiyyina.